The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I love good news, but often with the good news comes some bad news, and that's the case here. Yesterday, Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee signed into law House Bill 2263, the heartbeat bill. This is Tennessee's version of the heartbeat bill that was signed into law here in the state of Ohio. Well, it happened yesterday in Tennessee. House Bill 2263, also known as Senate Bill 2196, passed by the legislature, signed into law by the governor, and blocked by a federal judge as soon as it was signed. Yeah, blocked by a judge as soon as it was signed, and of course we expected that. Judge William Campbell of the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Tennessee issued a temporary restraining order that will last until July 27th, pending a possible future order. He argued, this is the judge, that the pro-choice plaintiffs who had filed legal action against the legislation before it had become law had shown that, quote, and listen to this. This is what the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and some other pro-abortion groups said in their legal filing. Now, they filed these papers even before the law was, before it became law. Anyway, Judge Campbell said that the plaintiffs had shown that they will suffer immediate and irreparable injury, harm, loss, or damage if injunctive relief is not granted pending a preliminary injunction hearing. Now, how will the plaintiffs suffer immediate, irreparable injury, harm, loss, or damage? Money. Planned Parenthood will not take in as much money. That's how they make the most of their money. It's from abortion. So, and here's the point that I want you to get. So Planned Parenthood says we will suffer immediate and irreparable injury, harm, loss, or damage. All of that is money, finances, dollars. But the babies that will be aborted will suffer immediate, irreparable injury, harm, loss, and damage because they will be killed. The judge went on to say the act will immediately impact patients seeking abortions and imposes criminal sanctions on abortion providers. The time-sensitive nature of the procedure also weighs in favor of injunctive relief pending a preliminary injunction hearing, the judge said. And again, the American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights were the ones that filed the lawsuit. The governor, Governor Lee, when he signed the bill into law yesterday, said, among other things, life is precious, and everything that is precious is worth protecting. It is our responsibility to protect the most vulnerable in our community, and certainly the most vulnerable in Tennessee includes the unborn. Tennessee has a a good governor in Governor Lee. So the Heartbeat Bill of Tennessee was signed into law yesterday, and as soon as it was signed into law, a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order until, July 27th. I can almost assure you that that restraining order will be extended, sadly. Now, why have all these states, including Ohio, passed heartbeat bills knowing that a federal judge would put a stop to it? We knew that here in Ohio. There was no doubt whatsoever that the minute Governor DeWine signed the heartbeat bill, that an injunction would be issued to stop it from becoming law, to take it to the Supreme Court. And there has been great hope how the Supreme Court will handle these, because sooner or later, these heartbeat bills are going to come to the Supreme Court. Not this session. This session is over now. But sooner or later, they're going to come. And in the pro-life community, there has been great encouragement, optimism, that the Supreme Court might strike down Roe versus Wade. Much of that encouragement has been smashed because of the ruling concerning the Louisiana abortion law that Chief Justice Roberts sided against, and he sided with the liberal majority. And it's certain that the heartbeat bills that have been passed around the country will not come before the Supreme Court before the November election. That's certain. It's not going to happen. But it is absolutely certain that these heartbeat bills will come before the Supreme Court sometime during the next four-year presidential term. It is also absolutely certain that whoever sits in the Oval Office for the next four-year term, whether it's the incumbent or someone else, it is absolutely positive that that president will appoint at least one, maybe two, Supreme Court justices, and that will mean everything concerning when these heartbeat bills come before the Supreme Court. Elections have consequences. All right, that was good news, bad news. Good news that they passed it, the governor signed it into law. Bad news that a federal judge put issued an injunction. Here is good news. Headline, Indiana megachurch leaves United Methodist Church to choose its own pastor. Granger Community Church, one of the larger United Methodist churches in America, it's in the Indianapolis area, and before the whole pandemic thing, they were having about 4,000 people in multi-campuses. It's a multi-campus church. They had the main church and the campuses around the area, but about 4,000 people. For a United Methodist Church, that is huge. Well, their pastor, who is the founding pastor, has cancer. And he has resigned and is going to be replaced. And the church decided, we're not going to have the denomination choose our next pastor. We're going to choose him ourselves. So because of first and primarily biblical issues, secondly, leadership issues, Granger Community Church has voted to leave the United Methodist denomination. That has become official, and fortunately, it was an amicable parting. This particular area of the United Methodist Church did not fight them. They just wanted the church to buy their own building. Yeah. The deal was, and this is what happens all the time with these denominations, take the people, we don't care about them. What we care about, the building, the property, the dollars, that's what we're concerned about. And so the what do they call it? Are they diocese? That particular jurisdiction of the United Methodist Church said, okay, if you want to go, that's fine. You just need to buy your own building. So they negotiated, this individual church negotiated with the denomination, and they reached a, quote, purchase agreement totaling $2.6 million. So they could leave, but they had to buy their own building. You mean the building that they bought and paid for and built and maintained? Yeah, they had to buy their own building. But standing for the truth and choosing their own leadership was important enough that they were willing to shell out $2.6 million to buy back their own building from the denomination. Granger Community Church in Indiana, God bless them, and may their tribe increase. All right, quick break. We'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I remember a few years ago, one of our listeners got quite upset with me, and I mean quite upset, because I used the term the loony left. Now, I also talk about the wacky right, okay? But this one listener was really, really upset because I talked about the loony left. He said I shouldn't be name-calling and so forth. And, for quite some time, I didn't use that phrase because I didn't want to offend anybody. And then I realized, well, they are loony. So I don't have any problem talking about the loony left anymore. And I don't say it to offend anybody, but it's true. Can I illustrate it? AOC. The far left congresswoman, AOC. Alexandria Cortez. Yeah, anyway, AOC. Did you hear what she said a couple of days ago? She was asked about the violence in New York City. Violence in New York City has gone through the roof. Murders are up, shootings are up, looting is up, theft is up. All crime in New York City is going through the roof. And so she was asked about that because she is one of those that has been saying we need to defund the police, we need to get rid of the police. And she actually said, well, you have to understand that unemployment is high and, some people just need to shoplift. They just need to. Really? They need to shoplift. Yep, that's what AOC said. All right. Like I said, the loony left. This is a very serious story, and I hope you will pray. Many of you are familiar with the name John Ortberg. John Ortberg was on the staff at Willow Creek up in the Chicago area for quite some time. Became a very, very well-known speaker. He has written a bunch of books, conference speaker. He has spoken all over the United States. Then he went to Menlo Church in the San Francisco Bay Area a few years ago, and that has exploded in growth and has become a huge mega church in California, and many, 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 many people follow the writings, the sermons of John Ortberg. Well, sadly, he has been placed on leave by the leadership of his church. And the reason is there was a teen volunteer at the church who came to John Ortberg and said, you know, I have a sexual attraction to children. Now, this individual was a volunteer working with children in the church. And this individual came to Pastor John Ortberg and said, I haven't really acted on it, but I have an attraction sexually to children. Well, John Ortberg and this volunteer talked about it, and John Ortberg says, well, just don't do anything about it. And this individual was allowed to continue to volunteer with children. Well, that went on for quite some time until someone blew the whistle and told the leadership of the church about this volunteer, and that's when it exploded. Because the one who blew the whistle was John Ortberg's daughter, who is now identifying as a man. And I'm not saying that to denigrate or anything. This is just fact. John Ortberg's oldest daughter has transitioned to be a male and is now considered to be his son, went to the elders and told the elders of the church about this volunteer and that the volunteer was John Ortberg's youngest son. His son. And Ortberg did not tell the leadership of the church, allowed his son to continue volunteering with children. And the thing has just absolutely blown up in this large California church. And the only reason I bring this up, it's in the news. This isn't gossip or rumors. Pray for John Ortberg. God has used him greatly. He has made a terrible, terrible mistake. Pray for his son. He has been thrust into the spotlight. Pray for the leadership of the church as they try to decide what to do. And pray about the daughter who is transgender. Pray for the whole family in the church. It's a mess. Pray for them. Seriously.